The purpose of the Theban Tombs publication project is to document the history, architecture, decorations, and contents of two rock cut noblemen's tombs located at the top of the hill of Sheikh Abdul Gurna in western Thebes, Egypt. Nearly 4,000 years old, these tombs date to the Egyptian New Kingdom. They were owned respectively by the high priest Ahmose, tomb number 121, and his son Rai, tomb number 72. In two successive generations, these priests directed the mortuary cult of King Thutmose III in the 18th dynasty of Egyptian history in the mid-2nd millennium BC. Ahmose also served as second prophet of Amun-Ra, that is, the second high priest, at the great temple of Karnak. In 1998, project staff discovered new official titles of Ahmose in a previously inaccessible part of his tomb. Chancellor and Overseer of Upper and Lower Egypt, suggesting that he might also have commanded high civil authority in addition to his priestly powers. Of eight major temples that existed in western Thebes at that time, Rai was the high priest in five, while his so-called brothers were said to be priests in the others. Hence, Ahmose and Rai apparently headed a family of priests that controlled most of the temples in western Thebes. Given its prominence, Ahmose's family was probably closely allied to the Thutmose Egyptian royal family. Thus, an important part of the project is an historical study of this priestly family, its members, origins, social position, and political relations to Egyptian royalty. This project combines in unique fashion the methods of archaeology, conservation, art history, philology, epigraphy, and social history to produce a multidimensional record of the tombs. And it uses that record to help formulate socio-historical analyses of Egyptian civilization. The tombs of Ahmose and Rai require study and conservation now. The architecture of Rai's tomb is unique among all Theban private tombs, since its facade, with its system of colonnades, ramps, and terraces, is actually executed in the style of a royal terrace temple, the most famous example of which is the picturesque temple of Queen Hatshepsut, and that of Thutmose III at Deir el-Bahri in western Thebes. Neither Tomb 72 nor 121 has been systematically studied and published previously. Sadly, through the years, Tomb 72 has suffered intermittent vandalism, and both tombs have been subject to erosion that is endangering their carved and painted decorations, some of which is crumbling. To date, the Theban Tombs publication project has engaged in five privately financed field seasons. In that time, it has completed pre-conservation photography of the decoration and inscriptions on the walls of the tombs. It has also prepared controlled hand copies of many of the hieroglyphic texts and scenes as a prelude to making the actual facsimile drawings. Because of the general fragility of the wall surfaces, the project plans to trace the drawings on precisely aligned photographs rather than to trace the walls themselves. In 1996, the project cleared the entrance of Ahmose's tomb and fitted it with a modern doorway and iron door. In October 1998, the project began the conservation of the tombs with a formal condition survey undertaken by the project's chief conservator. This effort marked a first step toward conserving and restoring the two tombs. The elaborate and detailed study entailed an exhaustive physical survey and micro-examination of the tombs to assess the condition of the structures, their stability, the factors affecting the walls and ceilings, the composition and integrity of the brick and plasterwork, paint pigments, and painted decorations. Through this survey, we are now formulating an effective course of treatment for the tombs and a financial budget for the work. Remaining fieldwork includes to excavate, repair, and preserve exterior and interior areas of the tombs, including the painted decorations and sculpted inscriptions, rebuild the exterior facades where necessary and feasible, construct a path around Tomb 72 for local adherents to the popular Muslim prayer shrine located just above the tomb, reassemble the broken fragments of the carved granite stela, expedite the final epigraphic photography of the wall decorations and stelae, and prepare facsimile drawings of the wall scenes and objects. The final publication of the tombs of Ahmose and Rai will include detailed descriptions of the tombs and their contents, color and black and white photographs, archaeological and architectural plans and drawings, three-dimensional reconstructions, epigraphical facsimiles of the hieroglyphic inscriptions and decorations, as well as their translations. It will also include an historical study of the tomb's owners and their family, reconstructing the position and status of the family in Egyptian society. The publication and conservation of the tombs will serve to document these remarkable structures and to preserve them for future generations. For more information on the Theban Tombs publication project, or to inquire about making a tax-deductible donation to its work, please write to Theban Tombs Publication Project, University of Charleston, South Carolina, 66 George Street, Charleston, South Carolina, 29424.